Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning!
Good morning.
Not really, you've been here for like an hour, so I've already seen you.
It's been a wee while.
It is a good morning, though.
This is so nice. Meeting each other like this as opposed to Saturday. When I must be honest, I'm normally drunk at this stage.
And I'm grumpy because I've just come from a full day at work on Saturday.
It's a different vibe. You've got breakfast Rob and drive Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same person but slightly different.
Yeah. Different topics.
Yes. Right. Now, which is very well done, actually. We're going to talk about insects on Mars.
So I feel like we should just say to Pearl that Rob explains it from his notes.
Yeah, and no, I know how Emmerdale works. It's okay. From the notes.
All right.
Mind you, Emmerdale, I never read it because I know it so well. It's how sad I am. Now you see why I wrote Don't Mention Spiders. Right. William Rossimer, a professor at Ohio University, claims to have discovered insects living on Mars. After spending years poring over photos of the planet's surface, There has been and still is life on Mars, he declared. Last week in a statement that was publicly admitted and then, funny enough, withdrawn by Ohio University.
So there's life on Mars?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You should tell me. I would have played the song.
The entomologist presented a research poster. Now, I'd never heard of a research poster before. It's different to a research paper.
Mm. Yeah, right, right.
Have you ever done one of those at uni?
I've done lots of research papers. I've never done a research poster.
Is that like an infographic?
I've done a presentation.
It's just like a poster with loads of little photos. And it was really quite interesting.
It's the same as an infographic. I've done one of those.
But anyway, he claimed to have found evidence of life on Mars, and at an Entomological Society of America conference in St. Louis last week, he's got all these bold claims, and the heart of which is there is current life on Mars. He described insect-like and reptile-like forms and said it appears Mars enjoys a surprising abundance of higher life forms.
Wow.
I should have put a few full stops in there. Wow.
To take a breath.
Head rush. Okay. His evidence is a series of images captured by NASA's Mars rovers. These images are really blurry, and all they do is really show rocks.
Right.
NASA, has, in a statement, said there's insufficient oxygen to sustain life on Mars. The most logical explanation, that this is, I love this, is Professor Romeser has had a bit of pareidolia, which is a human tendency to see recognisable shapes in random patterns. So how many times have you looked at the clouds and thought, I can see a face there?
Like a few times.
Rob actually said that he felt like this was something that you've experienced, was it?
Maybe when you were sorting your chakras out, getting them all aligned.
Yeah, I was going to say, any time that I felt like I've seen a shape in a cloud, I've probably just been in a bit of another realm.
But it is
for lack of a better explanation.
So I checked this pareidolia out, and some of it I got, and some of it just makes no sense to me. And this is the one that makes no sense. Evolutionary psychologists argue that the phenomenon of pareidolia has advantages to our ancestors. Babies are more likely to be cared for if they experience pareidolia.
What?
Babies can actually experience it, right? So they'll see something and they'll smile. So they reckon infants a million years ago who were unable to recognise a face and they didn't smile back were less likely to win the hearts of their parents and less likely to prosper.
In
that thing, a million years ago, if your baby didn't smile at you, you'd just leave it there and go and get another one.
Yeah, to be honest, probably, like yeah.
So,
I mean, not that I was there, but I imagine.
And this is, pareidolia is often, if not always, the logical explanation for religious and UFO sightings.
What about ghost sightings?
No, it's got nothing to do with it. Well, no, that is, I suppose, because you think you've seen something.
Yeah.
And this is, I love Americans. In 2004, right? A 10-year-old cheese sandwich sold for $28,000 on eBay because it was perceived to have the image of the Virgin Mary burned onto it. Have you ever seen
that? Is that real?
That's real.
Bit. That's not real.
And there's like Jesus and the potato chip and the statue that cries blood. That's something
different. Who pays that money?
Well, an idiot.
Probably someone, you know, like people say the Catholic Church has a lot of money.
I remember years ago back in the UK, my ex-partner, a little boy, we bought some Teletubby things that you pressed into the bread. So when the post come out, it was Teletubby toast.
Yeah.
So that's the same sort of thing, really.
Wow.
So but you could say, do you still have that? We could start a business here, Rob.
Yeah. But there you are. So you must have experienced it when you've
I've
seen
faces.
I've definitely
you've seen, done it, seen it in the clouds.
Yeah, no, sure. Definitely. And sometimes you like look at a tree and you're like, oh, you reckon I can see a dog's face in that?
Yeah,
that one, the one in Albert Park, just like that.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly
what I'm saying. And it's like the, is it the Coromandel Peninsula that there's like the face?
I'm not rich enough to go there.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know.
I probably clearly could look at it on a map or whatever.
Maybe. Photo. I could take a photo for you and bring it back.
Yeah, when you're out on your
But if there's
holiday.
Any B-listeners that have had that experience, I'd love to hear about it because I'm sure they would have.
Yeah, does some people want to take some 5395?
If you're taking, like, you know, maybe if you take...
Doesn't count if you're not sober.
No, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's not the same thing.
No.
Someone said, what about the face on Mars? I don't know what that is.
Oh, even the moon. You look at the moon sometimes and that's like a face, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
looks like... So I always thought that was just something out of cartoons with kids. I've never actually seen...
Now, if you have a real hard look at it...
Yeah.
I accidentally...
In actual fact, I've got a spreadsheet here, Hunter, that I'll leave here for you.
Oh, my God, look at this face on Mars!
Is there a face?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So if you Google the face on Mars...
It's quite creepy. It's actually freaking me out.
How do you know that that's not Photoshopped?
Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
Because everything on the internet... Don't you know, Tess? Everything on the internet is real. I've been trying to tell you this.
Yeah. So there you go. I thought I'd get more out of that than that.
Great.
But it was... there is nothing on Mars. There is no spiders or anything.
Do you not like spiders, Tess?
Did you say don't mention spiders?
Yeah, and I did. Well, spiders from Mars, it was a Bowie thing, you know.
Yeah.
It sounded really funny when I wrote it down.
And then you've written research poster as well.
Yeah, just because I didn't know what a research poster was.
I feel like kids do that in high school. That's where I think
I've seen them. It's like an infographic. It's like where you put all your information on the paper and draw some pictures.
Pretty. Okay.
Mm. I do them all the time. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, see you Saturday.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Someone texted in and the Coromandel...